Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks for listening to Sports Sunday On Demand, a Service Patriots podcast on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Service Patriots is your home comfort solution for all of your heating and air conditioning needs. Check out the latest special offers for our listeners at servicepatriots.com/the fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan. Like a silent can't wait for tonight.
The Oregon Ducks were in Salt Lake City taking on the Utah Utes at Rice-Eccles Stadium on Saturday. And Utah has been, as Rashad said during the commercial break, a rock in the shoe of Oregon and just the Pac-12 in general. Obviously, they're the back-to-back Pac-12 champions. Oregon lost to them in back-to-back games 2 years ago to try to win the Pac-12 championship. Beat them last year in a cold, chilly game down at Autzen. I believe, what was it, like 20-17?
Yeah, it was an ugly game.
As JR would say, a slobber knocker.
It's a good JR.
It was not.
It's a good JR.
We got plenty of JR in the system, though, somewhere around here. I'll pull up some JR. But, yeah, that was not an Oregon-Utah game like we've seen, and quite frankly, for the Utah faithful over there at Rice-Eccles Stadium, that's not the type of Utah game they've seen in the last 18 games, I believe it was, for Utah. They had won at home, and they had won the last 29 of 30 games at home as well. So Oregon going there and winning big, I mean, 35 to 6.
Smackdown Hotel.
I mean, surprising when it comes to the historical context, but leading up to this game, Rashad Jordan, I'm not surprised that this happened. I knew how good this Oregon defense was. I knew how bad this Utah offense could be. I knew how good the Utah defense could be, but I know how good Oregon was as a whole. That offense as well. Bo Nix right now is playing the most consistent football in the country. Whether you want to say he's the best, I could agree with you on that. But right now, week to week, he is consistently playing great football. So for them to go to do this to Utah in Utah, I'm not shocked, honestly. This whole week, I didn't really have those butterflies in my belly like I did in years past. It was a great game for Oregon. They're showing you why they're one of the best teams in the nation. Bo Nix, one of the best quarterbacks in the nation. Another win, 1-0 for Oregon.
Bryson Barnes looks like an undercover cop.
The pig farmer? Is that the story that I was hearing all week about him?
Bryson Barnes looked like he's going to rat on you immediately. Like, that's what it is. It looks like an RA.
Oh, boy.
But
yeah.
He, you know, last week he had a great game, was able to lead his team to victory over.
That's what happens when
USC.
You play Utah's or USC's defense.
Yeah, I guess he had a great game. And this week his numbers looked kind of similar as far as his number of passes thrown and everything. However, the production just wasn't there. You know, he threw two interceptions. Not the thing you want to do against this Oregon defense. And honestly, if they lost, it was because their offense, like you said, wasn't able to move the needle at all. Obviously, you only score 6 points in a game, then that lets you know that you've got some offensive woes. And U of O just came out, man. Bo Nix may be in the driver's seat for the Heisman at this point. I mean, he may be. He and Michael Penix are still, you know, in there to be. I think they're the front runners at this point. And like you said, week to week, I challenge you to find somebody that's been more consistent than Bo Nix. Week to week, not really making mistakes. Last year, didn't make a bunch of mistakes. I want to say maybe threw 4 or 5 interceptions last season, something like that, something stupid. So I think this Oregon team, obviously that loss to Washington didn't help, but they run the gamut for the rest of the season. You know, it's them and UW again, potentially for the Pac-12 championship. And, you know, see what the thing would. No, it won't be them and.
Yeah, it could be. No, Oregon, if they win out, Washington is the only undefeated team right now. So, yes, Oregon, yeah, so, if they win out at this point, it'll be a UW-Oregon Pac-12 championship game. Absolutely.
So we'll see, you know, kind of how that turns out. But, yeah, right now, Oregon is on a mission. And last week against USC, it was like, last week, Utah against USC, that was their – I think that's where they got their flowers. That's where, okay, man, you've had a great season, you know, without your number one.
You still have USC's number.
You still got USC. You played spoiler for them. Like all those little pictures, I'm sure you've seen them of Caleb Williams, like year to year, his reaction to losing
to Utah.
And you've been able to play spoiler to the guy that won the Heisman, and more than likely a lot of teams are going to start tanking for, so they can kind of get him in the draft. So, man, you feel good about that one, but then you played an Oregon team that was just, they're on a mission right now. And the mission is to continue to win games and at least try to put your name into that playoff. So, man, I don't really see anybody in the Pac-12 beating them for the rest of the season. They played all their tough games they're supposed to play. From at this point forward, if Oregon loses, I would be incredibly shocked at them kind of dropping a game to anybody. The rest of their season, they have Cal, USC, Arizona State, Oregon State. Oregon State's the only team I'd be like,
That Arizona State game is in Arizona, so that always worries me. I know this Arizona State team is trash, but we saw what they did almost to Washington last week. So
Pac-12 just continues to cannibalize itself, though, unfortunately. Which
it's the story of the Pac-12.
Yeah, and it just sucks because it hurts the argument that it is as good as the SEC. It maybe not is the same, but it is close, man. These teams are so good, and the bottom of the SEC is always just so bad. But anyways, Bo Nix, I think his Heisman chances on Bovada went from 20-1 last night up to 5-1. So those odds just immediately, right after that game, essentially, you know, almost down to nothing. I think he's probably up there with a couple other quarterbacks now, but not sure he's at the top. Another great performance from him, but another, I would say, great performance from the team. But along with that, the first complete 60-minute game we've seen from the Oregon Ducks all year. That's what Dan Lanning was happy about afterwards. And it was good to see two forced turnovers. The interceptions both turned into points. You saw a couple of dumb penalties. I think it was one guy, Connolly Jr., on the line that had a couple of false starts. So it's like him this week and Cornelius last week. I would really like, you know, those single, like, mishaps from one guy. It's like, dude, it's like it's one guy doing it. I would really like that to be fixed week to week. But other than that, just a complete performance. All the wide receivers got involved. Bo Nix even ran in for one touchdown from the 1 yard line after Bucky almost got there. So I wasn't really unhappy with anything, you know, other than a penalty yesterday. So what a great performance for Oregon, and good old Oregon State and Arizona State as those trap games coming up.
You mentioned the turnovers, which I love that. I wanted to see them create a couple turnovers yesterday, and they did that. The other thing was the slow start problem. We didn't really have that. I mean, it was a kind of BS pass interference call that kept Utah's drive alive, that extended that first half.
But Oregon came right out and scored.
Yes.
Even after a false start or a delay game, whatever the hell that was to start the game, it's like, don't come out again with your feet in cement. Come on.
Right. So then I believe Utah came away with the field goal after that to make it 7-3. And I was like, quite frankly, I was like, that's BS. It should be 14-0 right now. But then again, they came back, bam, bam. It seemed like it was not that slow start that we had seen at some of these away games. Great game from beginning to end, all facets, really.
Bo Nix continues to play mistake-free football, and I think that's the biggest thing compliment you can give him. On the season, he's got 21 touchdowns and one pick. He's thrown one pick all season.
I saw that
Colorado
pick too, in perfect view at that Colorado game.
It was
and I was
an
like,
underthrown ball.
Oh, I know. I was just like, dear God, man, what was that? But yeah, that is like the only like egregious
blip
decision
on the radar he's had all season.
Seen,
you know, yeah. So you look at a guy, I'm looking at his QBRs. From the first game of the season, 88.3, 77.8, 85.3, 72, 91, 82, 84, 95. It's like better and better and better and better every week.
And one last stat to end the segment is I believe he set the record for straight games with 80 plus percentage completion and two touchdown passes. So it's like seven or eight straight games of that, but he passed Kellen Moore yesterday. And Joe Burrow, I think, was second on that list well. But yeah, Bo Nix, I believe eight straight games, either seven or eight, with 80% completion and two passing touchdowns.
I believe I also saw he's only two touchdowns away from passing Joey Harrington on the all-time touchdowns list for the Oregon Ducks.
That's
I think
crazy.
Marcus Mariota leads the all-time touchdowns list for quarterbacks for the Ducks. But just kind of goes to show you, I think it's a little bit a look at how the game has transitioned, and now a lot more touchdown passes are being thrown. But crazy in 2 years here,
I think this is important.
What Bo Nix has done.
I think it's important to start looking at Bo Nix and really asking the question, man, where he ranks all time as far as Oregon quarterbacks. You know, as far as what he's been able to do. Like,
I'm just saying,
like when it's all said and done, and let's say you know, and we're knocking on fake wood here, and the season's over, and let's say that they actually get, you know, to the playoff, or you know, they win the Pac-12 championship, whatever the case is. I think it's worth a conversation, adding him to the conversation, to where Bo Nix is as far as the all-time great Oregon quarterbacks. In 2 years, he's been, again, as mistake-free as you can ask for a quarterback.
We start chiseling away at that Mount Rushmore of Oregon Ducks quarterbacks and add his face to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right next to Danny Fouts, right?
Yes, that beard is looking great up there. Say that much.
Well, during the shout video, it looks even better. Yes. So, awesome.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.